شيطان رجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، لا سيما بقية الله، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. Today we are continuing tafsir of Surah Baqara from verse 153 which we recited. You who have faith, take recourse in patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad, that whenever it is addressed in Quran, ya ayyuhallazina amanu, that oh who has faith, the leader for that address is for Imam Ali alayhi salam, and then comes others in the rank, but Imam Ali is the first one who comes in this verse. So Allah is saying that you who have faith, seek assistance from Allah through patience and prayers. So patience is the key for all kinds of struggle. When you are a believer and you follow the path of taqwa, there will be a lot of struggle in our life, especially with our own soul. The nafs will fight with us, and it's a very painful process to control our desires of nafs for all these good things which he asks you to do, but they are in reality evil. But you have to do a lot of patience against your own nafs. There's the struggle Allah is asking, that if you want to seek Allah's help, you need Allah's help. But how Allah will help you? Through your own patience and prayers towards Him. So the patience is the key for your own struggle towards taqwa and betterment of your soul. So that patience comes for your own struggle and patience through the people. Because when you are going through the path of struggle, taqwa and jihad, you will have a lot of problems with people around you too. So you have to keep patience for everything. And when you do the patience, Allah comes close to you because Allah's help comes to you. Because you need Allah's help. Ya ayyuhallazina ista'inu bis ista'inu. You are asking whose help? Allah's help. Through patience and prayers. So more you do patience and more you do prayer, more Allah's help comes to do what? So you are being more guided. It's all this help comes for the guidance. Guidance to follow the correct path. So the tafsir says that the patience means also keeping fasting. Roza is part of the patience. Our jihad is also part of patience. And salat, when you do salat, salat itself, when you are in the pain and you are struggling, and you are in salat, you connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it gives you a lot of assistance to your soul. The patience gives you assistance, and through salat, you get a lot of assistance because your soul gets really happy when you are in the salat. So the tafsir for salat is that salat consists of wajib and mustahib prayers. You do both. And even dua are included in salat by some tafasir, that you do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the help comes to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because without His help, we cannot do taqwa. Durud padte. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wala taqulu liman yuqtalu fi sabilillahi amwatun bal ahya'u walakin la tash'urun. And do not call those who were slain in Allah's way dead. Rather, they are living, but you are not aware. This verse came, initially it was thought that it just came for the martyrs of Badr. But then there was a lot of discussion among ulama, and this verse includes prophets, aima tahirin, ulama ikram, siddiq, and believers, they are all included in it. It's a very wide verse. Yes, you know, there is a famous hadith that who dies in the love of Ahlul Bayt and is a muttaqi, even if he dies on the bed, he is a shaheed. He's a martyr. Why? Because he witnessed Allah's blissful witness, you know. Witnessing Allah's noor, didar is the shahadat, right? Ainul Yaqeen, Haqqul Yaqeen, they all come in our life. We witness Allah, you know, great ulama, they witness Allah's move when they are in Salat. Astainu bis sabri was Salata, when you're doing Salat. What help comes from Allah? Allah gives His own didar, His own beauty. What else help you needed? That's Shahada. There you are witnessing right there. وَلَا تَقُولِ مَنْ يُقْتُلُ فِي سَبِيلَ أَمْوَاتَ Even don't even think that they are dead. They are alive, but you don't understand that. You know, our sixth Imam says to his companion that when the believer dies, his soul comes out and he gets a new body. His body looks like our body, like how we look now. And with this new body, he'll enter into the gardens and live in the gardens. That is the life Allah is talking about. He will live in that garden, and his friends who died before will welcome him. And they'll know him, oh, you came because of the same face, young face and happy face. And they'll ask the people who he left behind how they are doing. And if somebody dies and if they don't meet with him, they say, why he didn't come? So they feel bad for him that he didn't make it to the garden because of his sins. So, and they eat and drink there. And they enjoy the life. That's what Allah is talking. They are alive, Allah said, but you cannot even perceive it. They are alive. They are life. Can you imagine that once you die in your new body and you are in garden enjoying life? That's real life. This is no good life. Getting old every day, struggling every day. Is it alive? This is not life. That's life. Durud. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ خَوْفِ وَالْجُعِي وَنَقْصِ مِّنَ الْأَنْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ And we will surely test you with a measure of fear and hunger and loss of wealth and lives and fruits and give good news to the patient, those who when an affliction visit them say, indeed we belong to Allah. Well, this is the second verse which I read forward, but this verse which I read will stop. Again, I'll read the translation. We'll surely test you with a measure of fear and hunger and loss of wealth and lives and fruit and give good news to the patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, surely we'll test you through the fear and hunger and loss of wealth and life and fruits. So give good news to the patient ones. See, these are the main thing which human being loves. What he loves? He loves life, wealth, and children. That's our passion, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them away many times. And there's a fear we live in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you keep patience on these things, then I give you glad tidings of the paradise. Without trial, you don't get anything. That is the rule which we have to understand. Imam Ali says that even though Allah, the glorious, knows them more than they knew themselves, yet He does so to let them perform actions with which they earn reward or punishment. That means Allah knows us more than we know ourselves. But Allah makes us live here to do deeds, good and bad deeds, so it can be proof against us or for us. So there would be patience. We have to keep patience. Imam says further that people get through these trials partly because of their sins. If you sin a lot, Allah takes away things from you because of our sins. So that we refrain from sinning and we go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's part of the training from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like Allah coaches. He trains us to do things. You know, when the hardship comes, first the sins goes away and our soul gets cleansed and purified, you know, because of the struggle, the patience which we go through, Allah really gives us a higher level. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Allah says, give glad tidings to the patient ones. So what is the glad tiding? Imam says the glad tiding is the tiding of forgiveness and paradise. So if you keep patience in all this hardship, the glad tiding of forgiveness and paradise, which we are all looking for. That's all you want, right? Why we came to this world? We have only two worries. Forgiveness, so that we don't do hellfire, and paradise. That's all you are. And that's why this all goes through pain and trials. Guru Allazina iza asabatum musibatum qalu inna lillahi wa inna alayhi raji'un. Raji'un, those who when an affliction visits them, they say, indeed we belong to Allah, and to Him we do we indeed return. So these are the ones who affliction comes, they say, we belong to Allah and we to whom we return. They have this feeling of belonging to Allah and returning to Allah. But let me go back to the glad tiding one more time. What is the glad tiding? When we talked about glad tiding of paradise, right? But there are a lot of hadiths which says that glad tiding is not only paradise, but also glad tiding of Imam's reappearance. Allahumma salam wa alaikum. And what we read about, the he'll test us with the fear and hunger and loss of wealth and self, life and children. This is what is happening nowadays, right? If you see Iraq, that's what is happening, right? This is what happened in Syria. What are we in the worst? All these losses. Syria, Iraq, Pakistan, Saudi, Yemen, everywhere Allah is testing believers with hardships of all these things. You see how these Syrian refugees are in Lebanon in cold weather. Many are dying, these children dying with pneumonia with cold weather. Many don't have food to eat. Exactly this verse, they are fulfilling these verses. So it is said that before Imam's appearance, there will be a lot of hardship through this verse, you know. And Allah will test. Allah says, I'm going to test you. Allah says, I'm going to test you. Nabluwannakum. I'm going to test you. This is a great test before Imam Zuhur. So this is all Allah's beauty. We have to understand what Allah is planning to do with us through these verses. He's preparing us for Imam Zuhur. He's preparing our soul for the great cause of Imam Zuhur. Allah is talking more down the line on these verses. Why we have to go through truth? Allahumma ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ulaika allazina iza asabatum musibatum qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When they get hardship, they say, we belong to Allah, we return to Him. This is the feeling they get. When the hardship comes, they get this feeling of belonging to Allah. You are so much in this world that when there is nothing is taken away, you don't remember Allah. But when the things are taken away, then you really remember Allah. That, oh, everything was from Allah. And they say that we return to Him. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if the hardship comes, and after a while, after many months, after many years, you remember again the hardship. And you say again, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, just remembering your hardship, you get the same reward as if the hardship happened for the first time. That's the reward again you get because of your patience and recognizing your relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are, everything belongs to Allah. If you have children and wealth, it's Allah's loan to you. And when the children are gone away and money's gone away, He took things back. So you have to understand, it's all was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we get connected to our Lord and have the feeling of connection. It is for us own ourselves to go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will always see the people who lose their parents or the loved ones, they became connected to Allah more even. The curtains gone away because they realize more they're coming next in the line to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as parents are alive, they don't see Allah as much. But when parents are gone, you will see they become muttaqi. Why? Because they know inna lillahi inna ilayhi raji'un. They see my parents were from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they return to that, they connect more to Allah. So the curtains are gone, it's Allah's rahmat root. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. They are the one. It is they who receive blessing of their Lord and mercy. and it is they who are the guided ones. This is the answer for the whole thing. All this hardship, where they are going? They are the one who get the blessing from their Lord and mercy. And they are the one who are guided ones. Now you see the what's the hardship she is going through to bring on this level. Ulaika alayhim salwatum min rabbihim. Nobody has salwat, blessing but them. If you think Pakistan and Syria and Iraq, they are getting salwat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahmatu. Ulaika amal mahatudun. Because for the love of Ahlul Bayt, what they are going through is hardship. For love of Ahlul Bayt. So they are following the path of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam. So what is the blessing and what is the rahmat? What is the blessing, what is the mercy? When you read Tafsir al-Mizan, Allama Tabatabai says that the salwatum wa rahmatu are the part of the same spectrum. Spectrum is that of when Allah turns towards his servant, towards mercy is called salwat. And when he starts guiding him with all mercy, there is a rahmat. So everything what Allah does is the ultimate is the guidance. Ulaika humul muhtadun. They are the ones who are the guided ones. All blessings, all mercy comes towards the guidance. Ulaika humul. So the ultimate is the guidance. Ultimate is the muttaqi. All benefit finally end point is it becomes muttaqi. Now we see Mawla Muttaqiyan, Imam Ali alayhi salam, how much hardship he had. Imam Hussein, they are the leaders of these verses. How much hardship they had. So they became Ula humul muhtadun. They were the muhtadun. They were the guided ones. So they became the Hadi. That's why they are our Imam. Nobody had hardship like they had it. And if you are a Shia of Imam Ali, you have to go through this hardship. We have to go through this hardship. Now why we say that? Why only Shias are poor in Saudi? Why Shias are poor in Iraq? Why in Pakistan Shia so miserable? Now you get the answer. Allah wants this verse for them. Allah didn't want to make them filthy rich and enjoying life. There was no life. Allah allowed the Shias of Imam Ali alayhi salam. They're always in hardship. Durud par. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi. Inna as-safa wal marwa min sha'airillah. فمن حج البيت أو التمر فلا جناح عليهم أن يتطوف بهما ومن تطوع خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. Indeed, Safa and Marwa are among Allah's sacraments, means signs. So whoever makes Hajj to the house or perform the Umrah, there is no sin upon him to circuit between them. Should anyone do good of his own accord, then Allah is indeed appreciative, all-knowing. These Safa and Marwa are two hillocks, small hillocks, just next to Kaaba, you know. And Allah says, surely Safa and Marwa are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the signs of, surely, innal, surely it's the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no any sin doing sa'i. Allah says, to do tawaf is not a sin. Why Allah saying why is not a sin? Because in olden time, after Ibrahim alayhi salam's passing away, kuffar used to do hajj. And the Hajj continued till Prophet's coming. And that Hajj was deviated Hajj. Kuffar used to go to Arafat. Kuffar used to do Zabiha. Kuffar used to do Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. But wrong way. They put two idols. One in Safa and one in Marwa. And they used to go do Sa'i and then they used to touch those idols. So it was like terrible thing happening. So when Prophet came and it was Allah, Prophet talked about Umrah and Hajj. And he talked about Sai. They said, why we do Sai? You know, this kuffar should do Sai with these two buts, two idols. Why should we do it? So Allah replied in the Quran Hakim. It's the only time Allah talked about Safa and Marwa first, one time in the Quran. That's why I love this verse so much. Because we love Sai so much. If you go to Hajj and Umrah, you love Sai. You love Safa and Marwa so much. Why? Because we remember Hajra Bibi Hajra. Her hardship. Our beloved Ibrahim alayhi salam. We love Sai so much. So, but this name came only one time, Safa Marwa. One time. So you got to, one who's a Haji loves this verse. Safa and Marwa is mentioned, two names, great names. Allah says that there is no sin doing that. And Allah says, one who does good deeds willingly, Allah is appreciative. Shakirun Alim. He says Shakir. Means he appreciates. See how he's talking. Shakirun Alim. I am appreciative when you do Sai, Allah says. see that words? I appreciate you. Can you imagine? And Alim, I know what you're doing. Because you're remembering the religion of your Ibrahim alayhi salam. Truth. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi. Inna allazina yaktubuna ma anzalna min al-bayyinati wal-huda min ba'di ma bayyanahum lin-nasi fil-kitab ulaika yal'anuhullahu wa yan'un la'inun. Such a deep and beautiful verse. Indeed, those who conceal what we have sent down of manifest proof and guidance. Indeed, those who conceal what we have sent down of manifest proof and guidance. Allah says, who conceal what we revealed with proofs and guidance after we have clarified in book for mankind, after I have clarified in my book so clearly for mankind. Indeed, those who conceal my proofs and my guidance after which I have clarified so much in the book for the mankind, they will be cursed by Allah and cursed by the cursors. The tafsir says, after which I have clarified in the book, after which I have clarified in the book for the human being, the tafsir says, this is the heart pain of the prophets for centuries. They struggle to give this clear proof in the book. Martyrdoms. So now the tafsir goes in detail. Indeed, who conceal what he has sent down, proofs and guidance. What is proof and what is guidance? Proof, Allama Tabatawi says, is verses of Quran Hakim. Proof is verses of Quran Hakim. What is guidance? Shariat. One who conceals the Quranic verses and Islamic laws, despite Allah revealed for human being very clearly, Allah curse and every cursor curses. Now this is a deep tafsir. The basic tafsir started with the Jewish ulama who were hiding in Torah the manifestation of our prophet, so that people could not go to prophet. So they were hiding those verses. They come first in this verse. But not only they come, but the one who hides the rites of Ahlul Bayt through the verses, they also come in that. Not only them, but all those who don't say clearly Quranic verses and Shariat just for the worldly rewards. You see a lot of speakers who just give smooth speeches, right? And please crowd and not read verses intentionally so that crowd cannot come to them and they don't get popular, right? You know those kind of people. If you have that intention, you come into this verse. Allah will curse you and all cursor will curse you. If your intention to come to the podium and hide Allah's verses and just say, talk some sweet things and get out from this podium, which is the podium of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you come under that verse that you will be cursed by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala himself. And all cursor will curse you. Why? Because you came to Prophet's podium and you did not do the Prophet what Prophet did. Prophet revealed the whole Quran. You have to reveal the way it was revealed on Prophet's heart to the people. So Islam comes. You saw Reber's speech. Reber gave speech to the youth of America and Europe. And what he said in that in today's time, Islam is polluted. If you want to go to real Islam, go to Quran and go to Sunnah Rasulullah. Why it happened? Why it got polluted? Through the media and through the reciters who did not convey the message of Quran truth. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَعْبُوا وَأَسْلَهُ بَنِيُّنُوا فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُوا عَلَيْهِمْ وَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Except such as repent, makes amends and clarify, those I shall pardon, and I am the all clement and all merciful. Now Allah is showing his face of mercy. Now Allah is saying, no, don't get so scared. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَعْبُوا وَأَسْلَهُ وَبَيِّنَهُ. Allah says, except the one who does tawbah, and they do islah of themselves, they correct themselves, and bayyinu means they start talking clearly again. They start reading Quran again, clearly. They start showing Shariat properly. For them, فَأُولَيْكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ. For them, I do. فَأُولَيْكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ. So I accept their tawbah. أَنَا تَوَّابُ رَحِيمْ. And I am tawwab. I forgive. And I am Rahim, I'm Tawwab, means I do bakshis, and I do Rahim, Rahmat. Anat Tawwab, say I, he says, Anat Tawwab Rahim. See, our Lord is so fine. Anatta Bhava. When he says the lovers of Allah, you get very happy when Allah says Anatta Bhava, right? So you feel Allah is Anatta Bhava, right? So you get so happy that your Lord says Anatta Bhava, right? I'll accept your Tawbah. Tawab is the one who accepts Tawbah, right? And Rahim, I'm merciful. So we have to always be positive towards Allah's mercy, you know. We cannot always get so scared that we don't do ruju towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truth. Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna alladhina kafru wa matuhum kafaru ulaika alayhim lanatullahi wa malaikatuhu nasi ajma'in khalidina fiha la yukhafuf anhum adabu wa lahum yunzurun. Those who are kuffar, and when they die, they are still kuffar. Indeed, those who turn faithless and die while they are faithless, it is they on whom shall be the curse of Allah and angels and all mankind. Who are these people? Inna ladina matuhum kuffaru. Inna ladina matuhum kuffaru. Who are these people? Inna ladina. Inna ladina kafru wa matuhum kuffaru. Inna ladina kafru wa matuhum kuffaru. Those who are faithless and they die and they are still kuffar. Who are these people? They are the ones who are not giving the clear signs of Allah. They were kuffar. Allah says, if you don't repent, then you will die as a infidel. And on them will be the curse of Allah and angels and all the mankind. And they will remain in their punishment, shall not be lightened. And nor will they be granted any respite. See how painful it is that if you don't give the correct message, that's what happens, that you will die like a kafir. If you don't give correct message of Islam. Wa ilahukum ilahum wahid, la ilaha illa huwa ar-rahmanur rahim. Your God is the one God. There is no God except Him. The all beneficent, the all merciful. Allah says that your Lord is one Lord. Now He says that one Lord means what? La ilaha illa. There is no Lord but Him. Allah corrected it. Allah made it clarify. He clarified. Your Lord is one Lord. La ilaha illa. There is no Lord but Him. Then what He says about Himself? Huwa Rahman Rahim. See, that's the beauty. You know, we love Allah so much. You know, Huwa Rahman Rahim. He just calmed our heart down again. Huwa Rahman Rahim. He's all beneficent and all merciful. The beneficent means what? Beneficent means He is beneficent to all mankind. Even if you are Kuffa, Munafiq, Yazid, Saddam, whatever you are, Allah's benefits keeps coming to you. He gives even more benefit to kuffar and munafiq, you know, because Allah gives them whatever they want here, you know. You see all these developed countries and then the superpowers, you see them are given everything, you know, everything, because of His being beneficent, you know. But He is merciful only to believers. Prophet says that Allah has 100 parts of mercies. In this world, He shows only one part of mercy for believers. 99 parts of mercy are spared for the judgment day. When the believer will get so much mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I read one word in Tafsir al-Mizan, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that mercy of Allah will be so much on the judgment day that even Iblis will become hopeful. That's His mercy, you know. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah is very merciful, you know. But it doesn't mean that you start sinning, you know, because if you sin, you don't go close to Allah, you'll be far from Allah. No matter how, you know, it's a cause and effect. World is created by Allah by cause and effect. It's cause and effect. Imam Hussein will be only Imam Hussein. Nobody can touch him because of his sacrifice. We can become his slave because we cannot be there, you know what I'm saying? So just, we should not get so hopeful to the mercy of Allah that start sinning, because there is always a cause and effect. And we remember our Mawla Imam Hussain alayhi salam, that we will surely taste you with a measure of fear and hunger and loss of wealth, lives and fruits. and give good news to the patient one. This verse goes to Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Allah says, I'll test you with the fear and the hunger, and last have wealth and life and fruits, which is children. Where can we see this verse? Who can be the leader of this verse but Imam Hussain alayhi salam? The kind of fear they had, those children, the fear of the children was so much. Can you imagine when these children were punished by this kuffar? What kind of fear they had when the Sakina was getting slapped? The fear they had when the tents were burning, how scared the children were. And the loss of wealth, whatever they had in the tent, everything was taken away, everything. Even those rings from the ears, everything was gone. See the verse and how Imam Hussain becomes the leader of this verse. And loss of life, the life were all gone. And the children, the fruits of the children, the children were gone. The children of Imam Hussain alayhi salam was ruined, The children of Zainab were killed. And children of Imam Hussain, Ali Akbar, Ali Asghar, how they were killed, we know that.